hit it.
Ready to rock.
Yeah.
Ready to
Need to roll.
roll.
Okay. Love this opening.
Something by the bell. Gonna save my
Oh.
soul.
Okay.
Oops, Snoopy
Well,
just sat down as I sang
yeah.
because I feel like she recognized a real concert was going on.
Yeah, you think so? You think she'd
I
like her
definitely think she was like,
tickets?
she was like, front row, here I am. Gonna see my soul.
Okay. How's
How's
Snoopy
that?
feeling now?
No, she's good. She's barking.
She's
She's
good.
barking at the
Okay.
front door. Yeah, she's barking at the front door.
Well, welcome in, everybody. It's another episode of
Yes.
NMR. We forgot to say hello. It's your mother, John, and your father, Darren. And what are we calling Snoop?
Here we
Your
are. She's
sister?
excuse
Everyone's
me.
sister, right?
Okay, but she's like the thing that we worship, right? So it's like people
Okay.
think that me and you
That's
are the
true.
gods, but it's really
Right.
Snoopy that's the deity. So I feel
That's
like we
fair.
just call her like Deity Snoop, and then
Deity
like I'm
Snoop. Oh my
Father Carp and
goodness.
you're Mother Thrasher, but we all worship and respect this.
Okay, let me just get this
And
right in
then
our notes
magic's like
here.
her court jester. Like magic is also royalty, but magic's more of like the servant to Snoopy. Does that make sense?
Well, he
Like
is wearing a tuxedo after all as the butler,
he's
so.
like the butler
Right.
for Snoopy, but like what a coveted
Okay.
position because he gets to
Yes.
be in like the queen's chambers. Do you know what I mean? Like what a
Okay,
coveted
there's a lot
position.
of like fan fiction unfolding at the
A
moment.
lot of fanfic, a lot of
Okay, all
fanfic.
right.
My
Now, I
baby.
know because we have really great research on the show that you're in Florida right now with Snoopy. And by research, I mean I asked you this question moments ago.
She's a Palm Beach baby, and we didn't
Palm
record.
Beach.
We recorded. Was I in New York when we recorded last? I don't remember.
I
No,
can't
that was in
quite remember.
LA.
I
I think
don't
that was in
think
LA.
so. Yeah.
Well, I took the red eye with Snoopy to come visit Nadine, and I was such a wreck. I was so nervous. Go get your ball. Go get your ball. I was really so nervous. I was having like an existential crisis. I was just scared about traveling with her. She's a service animal. She's small, but it was kind of new territory for both of us. It really was like ter new territory for both of us. And she is the most perfect being in the world.
Well, we know
Slept
that,
on
yeah.
my lap the entire time.
Aww.
The only issue was, come here, you want to come up? Come here. Come. Oh, chap pip. Chip pip.
There
Chip
she
pip.
is. We'll have to take a let me take a screenshot for it real quick. Bring her
Okay.
back.
Let me
We'll
know.
put
Let
it
me know when you're
on
ready.
Patreon. Okay, ready, go. Aw, that's really cute. Wait, let's do one more with oh, sorry, you put her down. Never mind.
No, I didn't. She's here.
Oh, I was
She's
gonna
here.
say a Brady Bunch style photo where I'm, because I'm like below you on mine, so I'll be like, hold on, here we go. Okay, I think I got it.
You're seeing this in real
Yeah,
time, people, real
guys,
time.
this is called production.
So
It's called show business. Oh my God,
it
I look
was,
insane.
you know how
Ew.
terrible people are on flights, right? And you know how terrible
Yeah.
they are on my
Well,
flights, where there's like blood on the walls and
specifically
like
your flights, it
demons.
seems. Yeah. Did you say demons?
Yeah, demons. And you know, listen, it wasn't any different, but I decided to take the red eye because I thought it would be quieter. Look at her. Look at her. Can
She is
even
a
just,
ham.
she not the best person? Like, I can't get over
Well,
it.
I wouldn't say person, but
She's a
yeah.
person. She's a person.
Okay.
So she slept on my arms the whole time. She
Aww.
was an angel baby gem. And obviously everyone was like, who is this creature? Right?
Right.
Like on the plane, like how could you get mad seeing Snoopy? You just
You
can't. Like
can't. You
it is
can't.
immediately feel good.
Yeah.
So she slept on my arms the whole time. She was so sweet. She was aware. She was helping me. She was everything that she needed to be. And then when the plane landed, I got up to go get my luggage. You know, like the ding, you know, you get up from your
Yeah.
seat.
Yeah.
I was in the aisle because I thought if I needed to, if Snoopy had an accident or something, I
Of
needed to get out. I didn't
course.
want to step over two people or something. So
Right.
we land. I put Snoopy in the chair so I can go up, get my luggage. I was sitting next to these two elderly people who were very lovely, very sweet.
Okay.
And Snoopy immediately hops over into the lap of the guy who's sitting next to me.
Oh
Just
my
beep,
God.
beep. Like I didn't even notice it. Like I put her down on the seat. I went
Right.
to go get my luggage. And
Immediately
when I come
runs.
down, he looks at me, right? He looks up and he's like, he looks at, I go, I'm so sorry. Because some people, you know, it's not
Maybe they're
like in all
allergic.
fairness,
Yeah.
In all fairness, like I have no right to just like have my dog be in other people's faces.
Sure.
Like
Yeah.
as cute as Snoopy is and as happy as like I would be, I can't
Right.
assume that that's other people, and I certainly don't want to be that rude person. I obviously wasn't aware that she was doing that for the 2 seconds, so I just looked at him. I
Sure.
was like, he must have been 80 years old. I was like, I am so sorry. And he looked at me and he was like, no, I love it. She has green
Oh.
eyes. She's so well trained. And I was like, thank you so much.
Oh.
He's like, no, I want to like keep her. And I was like, yeah, I know, because she's perfect. And I was like,
She
that
is
says
cute.
everything I need to know about you, sir, that you're like
Yeah, for
completely
sure.
okay and able to handle it. So she did great. She's a Florida baby now.
By the way,
We are.
somewhere he has a podcast and he's complaining about you on his
I know.
podcast.
Or I hope he's like a missed connection. Like, where is
Yeah.
this dog? How do I find this dog? How do I get
Oh.
back in this dog's good
Yeah.
graces? Because this dog like saved my life. Like, yeah.
Okay, yeah, something
And
like that, yeah.
so, long story short, I can never fly by myself because I absolutely need Snoopy because like
Emotional
flights are just
support.
better with
Yeah.
her. Not even that.
Right.
Flights are just better with her. Flights are
Yeah.
just better with her. And now I know she is queen. She is everything. She is every flight attendant was like, who and what? And I was like, I know. I was like, give
Yeah.
her cash. You want to give her a present? Give her
Give her a
cash. She loves
present.
cash.
Here's her Venmo. She'll take Cash App,
I
whatever
mean,
it
I thought
takes.
the pilot was going to be like, does she want to come and just sit in the cockpit for the whole flight? And I would have
Oh
been like,
my
yeah, she
God.
actually would. Like, she probably would. Like, yeah, she would like to fly the plane. You know, like, yeah, she would. So she was
That's
just
amazing.
she, so good. It was so fun to take
Good.
her to a new place. She's been my best friend, my like
Yeah.
total cuddle buddy. Like,
Yeah.
if I wasn't
She's.
obsessed with her before, it's now to the point of like delusion and sickness. Like, I
Yeah,
have a
no,
sickness.
I'm picking up on that. No, you're definitely ill.
Yeah,
I
thank
will
you.
say I haven't seen her since, oh, it was about this time last year when I came to visit you. Doesn't that feel like kind of a long time ago, but it was only a year ago.
It
We went
does
to
feel longer
dinner.
than that. If you told me it was
Yeah.
2 years ago, I would have been like, yeah, that makes
Yeah.
sense.
No, yeah, it was just last spring. But I remember she was still kind of puppy back then. Like I'm looking at the
She's always
photo
so puppy. She's a puppy.
in our background. If you see our full episodes, guys, on YouTube, or if you're a Patreon subscriber, you can go and watch our full episodes. Shout out to YouTube and Patreon. But there's a
You mean
photo,
this
even
little
the
nugget?
well,
This
the
shirt?
other one actually is she looks like such a little puppy in that photo, and she's gotten a little bigger since then, like as a dog, you know?
Yeah, she's 8.5 pounds.
Yeah, that's right.
She's a
Which, by the
healthy
way,
eight
I
and a
have to
half
say,
pounds.
is a really nice, by the way, Magic is 21 pounds, just
Oh,
weighed
he
him 2 days
gained.
ago. Yeah,
Oh.
he gained
Oh.
weight since,
I
just to
thought he was like
recap,
18. Yeah.
on a diet since December, gained 2 pounds.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I don't know. It's driving me crazy, but more on that in a minute. But Snoopy is also the perfect like size and weight to snuggle on an airplane. Like it's like you want to have that. It's like you know those like I don't know if you use them, but like the headrest you use when you're traveling on an
I could just
airplane.
flop
You
her
could
over my
use
head.
her as one of those.
She'd
Not
love that.
sure
She's like a little
what.
ferret. She just like could flop.
And you know what? You're saving money. Think about that. You don't have to buy one of those. You can just put her around your neck. It's that
That's
easy.
why we got the dog, because ultimately we were
Well,
like, do we want to spend the
do we want to
$22 on a
save?
pillow, or do we want to have an 18-year companion that we spend hundreds of dollars on for absolutely just like frivolous toys that
Yeah.
make us happy?
Yeah.
Oh, let's choose
Yeah.
option
Oh,
B.
whatever it might be. You know, in 2019, when I went to London, I had forgotten my neck pillow for that trip, and I bought one.
They don't sit right with my
They're not,
neck.
I don't, I agree with you, but I will say, I was just going
Not
to say, I ended up
comfortable.
spending $50 on this one and it was pretty cozy. But I also read that the opening goes to the back of the neck so that your chin can rest. Is that how you wear it? Because
No, I
I
feel like
wear
I
it.
flop my neck to the side and it's
That's what
just
I
like neck
thought.
support because I don't
That's what I
want to
thought.
face forward.
I don't know.
That's
That some
weird.
people might just sleep differently, but I had seen that that might be the way to do it. I agree, and they're a little bit too chunky to bring on to like to travel with, in my opinion. But I wanted one for this particular flight, and I really like this one that I spent a lot of money on. I need to talk about Magic, not to move on from Snoopy, but to keep the show going nonetheless. Yes, I'm sad to report he's gained somehow 2 pounds since December. I've cut back twice on his food. So I guess that just means he's more lazy than ever. Because I have basically at a certain amount, the vet has been very like, this is the exact amount to give him every day, whatever. So I had portioned it out on my automatic cat feeder to make sure it was the exact amount, you know? Been doing that
You're
since
like one of those
December.
like gym bros that like weighs the protein of
Lays my mac,
everything they
weighs my
eat, but it's
macros.
like,
Yeah,
yeah, your
literally it
macros and your
is.
micros, and like
Yeah.
it's just
Literally
like
it is
kibble
that.
for magic. Yeah.
For magic.
Does he
So
wait,
and
does he eat soft food, wet food, or
so
hard food?
he has dry food twice a day, morning
Fatty.
and evening. I know, oh,
Up.
balloons on the video. And then I feed him 1/2 ounce of wet food when I get home from work at 5, which, and if I'm working from home, he starts meowing for it and annoying the fuck out of me at like 2 p.m. So I have a
Yeah.
whole 3 hours where he will not leave me alone during work when I'm working from home. But nonetheless, so I am looking for, I called the vet. I'm waiting for them to get back to me because they were like kind of busy or whatever. But I just, we got to get something going here. The other thing is he has to have his teeth, two little teethies removed in the back of his
His
mouth.
teethies.
And they won't even do surgery on him because of how big he is.
He's
And they're worried
a,
about the
yeah, that is.
anesthesia. So I need him to lose weight. This isn't
I
even a
wonder if
bit
he
for the
needs to
show
like
anymore.
work out a little bit. Like, I actually
He
wonder if there was like
does. He
another cat or
does.
you could like play a
I
little
thought of
like
that.
ball
Yeah.
game with him. 'Cause like
You
they
know
do
what's
need
so
like
annoying?
activity,
No,
you
you're
know?
absolutely right. And I have been catching myself going days without doing that. But let me tell you what happens. You know, I have this little, like, you know, the bird on the string where you like flick it around. He loves that. But what he does is he'll run really quick for a second and then he'll run behind the furniture in a like panther pose and then just stare at it. So like I'll be flicking it around and he'll be doing his like panther, like he's about to pounce, except he doesn't pounce. He's so lazy. He stays in panther pose and does nothing. And then I'm not just going to stand there for 10 minutes flicking this thing around. So yeah, you're 100% right. His activity level does need to go up. I bought him a large cat tree that he could climb, hoping that he would climb it nonstop and go up and down.
And
And I will say, like, he goes through phases where, like, some mornings for
right.
like a week or two, I'll wake up and walk out into the living room and he's waking up at the top of the tree. And I love
They
that.
do like levels. They love
Yeah,
levels. I
I
learned that
know.
from
Most
Jackson
cats do.
Galaxy, my cat from hell. I learned that from him.
Oh,
You
okay.
ever
Your
watch that
cat from
show?
hell. No,
No,
no.
that show, My Cat from Hell, and then Jackson
No.
Galaxy, who was like this cat whisperer. He'd come into your
Oh.
house and he would like be like, "Why are you feeding your cat half and half?" It's like bar rescue, you know what I mean? Like
Half
they
and
come in
half,
and
like the
like,
creamer? Who is
yep.
doing that?
Oh my God,
That's
you
like
have to watch these old
abuse.
shows. I
Maybe I
think it was
will.
on, maybe it was on A&E. I'm sure it's on YouTube. John, you
Okay,
know
I'll
so
find
much
it.
about cat behavior and what they want
Yeah.
and what they need. And he'd just be
Okay, I'm
like,
gonna
"They're
watch that.
doing this because they're really anxious and you need, if you just created a set of steps up to
That's
the
another,
terrace,
that's a
up to
great
the
idea.
window,
Yeah,
like
that's a great idea.
just simple things that don't cost a lot." And he would just be
Yeah.
like, "Your cat is distressed because of this and you're not reading correctly." Because I know we talked about like him flipping the
Pawing
water
at the
bowl
water,
or water
yeah.
bowl.
Yeah.
Like, watch this.
No, I
Watch
will.
that
I
show.
will. And I do be watching some YouTube channels from time to time, but I should spend more time. I'm glad I brought this up because it is helping me realize I could do more. The other thing, just really quickly about him, is he's doing this new thing where he'll like meow. Like, for example, whenever we record the show, I will come into my room where my desk and setup is, and I'll close the door because I don't want him in here meowing and needing me and jumping on the computer, which he does, on my keyboard and shit like that. So, but he gets a little like pissed off about it. So he'll be like,
Yeah, I get a
"Meh,"
little
like
pissed
meow.
off about
Yeah,
it.
you get pissed off when we have to record. It's crazy. But you know, he'll be like, "Meh," you know, he'll like just meow around. But his new thing is like he'll start almost singing. So it'll be like, and then it'll go into, I don't, can you hear me? Because maybe my noise gate.
Yeah.
Okay, you can hear it. Tell me if you can hear this. He'll go, like that.
He's like harmonizing.
Yeah, like he's got like a
He's like
vibrato.
me, me,
Yeah.
me, me,
Yeah, pretty
me.
much. And I'm like, okay, the voice. I'm kind of liking what we're
Okay.
doing in here.
Okay. Okay, Madonna.
I don't know what it means specifically. Oh my God, Madonna, new album. I'm so excited. I know you're not a huge Madonna fan, but I am, and I'm very excited about her new
I like
album.
appreciate her, but like at the same time, to be fair, maybe it's because I'm a lesbian. I'm just like never like that
Never
with
connected
anything.
with her. Oh,
I'm
with
never like that
anything?
with
Okay.
anything. You know, like
Okay.
I like anyone
Julia
even the name
Louis-Dreyfus. Okay, yeah.
Joy might have. Okay, Julia Louis-Dreyfus is literally the only person. And even that, I'm like, if she came out with a new movie, like I didn't see the Marvel movie she was in. Like
Madonna was
I'm
in a
not a
Marvel
good
movie? Oh, Julia
Julia
Louis-Dreyfus.
Louis-Dreyfus, sweetie.
I'm like, what? Did I miss a Madonna movie?
You've seen A League of Their Own, yes?
Of course, yeah, I did see
Then
that.
that's all you need to
Yeah,
see.
that's true.
But
That's what I
like,
really need to
I
see.
love going to see Madonna. I had a great time at her concert, but it's not something that I
Yeah, I
like. I
understand.
remember listening, I think I saw her. What was the last album she did? Madame X?
Madame X was her, yeah, that was like 2021 or something, maybe.
Because I think I went to that tour.
Yeah,
I
that was
went
like a
when I lived
theater
in
tour.
LA, and I want to say it was,
Yeah.
yeah, that one was, I went to go see her, which I think was like, it was, I think it was Madonna's like going through all of her catalog of
Oh, yeah, the
everything.
celebration tour was the most
The
recent one. I saw that
Celebration
one
Tour.
too,
And
yeah.
then I saw also Madame X at
Madame
BAM.
X, yeah.
And honestly, the thing that annoyed me the most, which I know Lady Gaga does too, but I know it's because she has like sciatica or something, is like she just kept every, like the show was supposed to start at 8 and she didn't go on until 11. And I was just like,
Yeah,
this
she's
is
known for
rude
that,
to
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
And you have to take your cell phone away. Like, I'm sorry.
Oh,
Like,
really?
yeah, at least at the BAM show. You know, I don't think they
Wow.
could do that at like Kia Forum, wherever she was playing, because there's just
Right.
too many fucking people. That would be a nightmare. But like,
Right.
yeah, like, don't do that. I
Yeah.
don't like that. I wouldn't like
Yeah.
anyone doing that. I just find it to be
Yeah.
so rude,
Yeah,
honestly.
she's
I just
always
do.
late. She's always known to be late. And the other thing about her is she keeps the arena warm. So when I saw her in
I
Pittsburgh,
know.
do you remember that too? Because when she
At
came to
Kia
Pittsburgh,
Forum, she kept it sweaty, sweaty,
it was
sweaty. And
hot.
apparently it's because she wants to keep it like an 80s club. And I'm like, well, then do it in an 80s club because I'm at Kia Forum and I want air
Yeah, and I don't
conditioning.
want to deal with that. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, magic might be Madonna, I think is what we're coming to terms with. But I have to tell you one last another thing here. I have two little
Yeah.
more. And by the way, feel free to jump in, Darren, if you have things, but I've got a lot on my mind today, so I want to get it
You know,
out.
I would
First
like
of
to hear
all,
all of your things.
I do have a new roommate. Now, this particular roommate, Darren's face was like, "What?" This particular roommate lives outside of my house. Okay. Now, it is
What
springtime
kind of
here in the
squirrel,
Northeast.
chipmunk, possum you got going on?
Keep going. You're close.
Groundhog?
No, think.
Raccoon?
No, think wings that fly.
A bird.
Bird. I have a bird friend that made a nest outside of my balcony. Okay, so get this. I was really excited because my apartment has a balcony and it had like an old-timey like planter on the railing that I think like was part of the building. I don't know. It just like was left there, I'm sure from either a previous tenant or something, but just like this old kind of nice kind of antique looking planter. And I got it in my head that this is going to be the year that I'm going to put soil in it, put some flowers in it, and just spruce up this little like corner of the railing
This is
in
your
this.
year.
This is my year.
Every week I say that with my plants. I'm like, this is the week I'm gonna
This is
truly
the
take
week
care of
we
my
do plants.
plants.
Yeah, exactly. Literally, it was literally that.
I don't know what the block is about that though, because it doesn't take that much effort to
No,
like
I know. It doesn't.
kind of consistently water things, and yet I have a blockage about doing this.
Yeah.
And
I'm kind of similar, if I'm being
I
honest.
don't know
Yeah.
why. Yeah.
Well, sure enough, I go and I'm talking to people at the supermarket that about plant soil, because they sell it there. And I finally like land on a big, huge bag of soil. Like I'm talking 20 pounds, 19 of which I don't need, but I have it now. It
So a
is what it
magic
is.
pack of soil.
Yes. That's a great way to put it. Yes. I get home literally that day. I'm literally walking up the steps. Of my balcony, like my back area has like you walk up the steps to the balcony to get into my apartment. And I have the bag of soil and I see a bird fly out of it, of the planter. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, is that bird
Are
building a
you ruining
nest in here?
its, you know, you're ruining its ecosystem?
Well,
Because I
I
mean,
didn't
like the
even
bird
look.
should win.
Well, of course. So I'm looking at the into the planter, a nest with an egg in it. Not only just a nest, not only just a bird, it has laid an egg in this planter.
So it's a mommy and
So it's a mama
little
bird.
chickies.
Now, at that point, I hadn't seen what type of bird it was. It just freaked out and flew away. It scared the shit out of me, actually, because I'm like, when you're walking up the steps, your head is kind of right next to where this planter is, and it startled me. So sure enough, I'm like, fuck, well, I guess I won't be doing this anytime soon. Because this was also, by the way, like 2 or 3 weeks ago. So cut to, I can see the planter from inside my apartment. Like I have a window that faces out to the balcony, and I look out and I see the bird. And I'm like, this is going to be a problem because my parking lot, it's hard to explain where I am, but where I park, I can come in through this back entryway on this balcony, or I have to walk all the way to the front of the building, go through the front door, come up to this, you know, it's like just so much easier to come through my to the balcony. And I'm thinking this bird's going to flip out every single time I walk by it. It's going to leave its nest. It's going to feel like it needs to abandon the birds. You know, I'm like thinking all these things. Well, I'm happy to report a day later, I see the bird out there and I'm like, I'm just going to be like very quiet and I'm going to walk down the steps. I'm not going to make a big motion. I walk out, it flies away again. But this time I look and there's two eggs. So she was busy. She's laying eggs in between getting startled. I might have startled the egg actually right out of her, to be honest with you. So then I'm like, fuck, this is really going to suck. So I go and I come back. She's not there. I then put
I hope you don't
a,
touch those eggs. Don't be
no,
touching
I
those
don't
eggs
touch the
now.
eggs, but I do put my own little security camera that I have like extras of because I bought like a lot of them when I had a house a couple years ago. And I put it at the far end of the planter, which is about frankly like 2 feet away from the nest, to kind of keep an eye because when I startled her at that point, this was like early evening and I came back, she hadn't come back yet. And there's two eggs just sitting there. I'm like, predators are going to see this. Hello.
Right, you're like Denny's. Hello,
Hello.
Grand Slam breakfast. Let's
Grand
go.
slam moons over my hammy right now.
Right, exactly.
So I put the camera and I set up the motion sensor on it. And sure enough, the next morning she comes back. I'm like, okay, thank God. I'm still thinking I might be able to negotiate being able to pass through the Strait of my house. There's the Strait of
Yeah.
Hormuz making the news lately. This is the
There's the
Strait of
Gaze of
my
Hormuz
house.
as well. Yes.
That's right. So I come out. By the way, my neighbor and I are texting each other nonstop about it. We're obsessed with her. We think she's the most beautiful thing we've ever seen. We want to protect her at all costs. And it's really like bonded me and my next door neighbor who
Did you name
I've
her
talked to.
like Clara or
We call
something like
her, we
that?
just call, we were thinking of names, but we're just calling her Mama. We're like, Mama's out there. Mama's here.
Mama.
Mama's here. So, okay. So then, like, the next day or whatever in the daylight. So I'm hoping she could see me a little better than, like, you know, it was like dusk the last time she flew away. I come out and I see her little eyes pop out, her little, like, big morning. She's a morning dove, by the way. So beautiful. Her little eye kind of pops up above the planter. I'm going to send you the picture. You're going to die. It's
I need to
literally
see it. I'm
like,
also going to look up Morning Dove as you're stalking. Hold
yeah, do that. And I kind of slowly like walk over to the stairs and she's keeping an eye on me. Now, remember, she's got at least two eggs under her at this point. So she has to protect them. So she's kind
little
of look,
baby with these eyes. Also, I
I
never realized that
know.
Morning Dove was like, I'm morning
Morning
as in not like
MOU.
good
I
morning, but
know.
like morning as in. So it's
Yeah.
kind of a perfect shaken and
Shaken
disturbed
and disturbed mascot. Yeah.
mascot.
No, it is. You're very right. Mama. So, I finally make my way over to the steps and she hasn't flown away. And usually she has flown away at this point, but I can see her like ducking, like making herself small and unnoticeable. And I walk by her and I walk down the steps and we have no problems. And I'm like, you are
She
officially a roommate.
trusts.
You are officially trusting us and you are officially a roommate.
Let
Yeah.
me just say this AI
Yeah.
overview of morning, listen to this
Yeah.
nesting habit. Morning
Okay.
doves are known for building very flimsy, minimalist
I was
nests
gonna
of
say the
twigs
nest
and
is a
grass
joke, but go ahead.
in trees, shrubs, or on flat human-made surfaces like gutters, hanging baskets, and light fixtures.
Yep.
They breed from spring to fall, often producing multiple broods up to six in a season, usually laying two eggs per clutch.
That's exactly what's happening right now. So I
Baby.
know. So after that, I was like, okay, I'm gonna keep the traffic going. My next door neighbor and I were like, yeah, we're gonna, as long as she doesn't fly away again, like I think we're good. And we've been coming and going for 2 weeks now and saying hello to her, and she's right next to our faces. She still gets a little, like, she keeps an eye on us till we walk in, and I don't stand around because I don't want to spook her. But yeah, she's been there. And I have to say this, I've had my motion sensor on for 2 weeks or so. I actually don't think that she has left the nest in 2 weeks. I think she has been sitting there on those eggs for 2 weeks. We had a cold night like a week and a half ago where it got below freezing, and she, the poor thing, was right there with them the whole night.
Mothers
So
are fucking tough. They do not
mothers
leave
are
they do not leave their babies. Let me tell you.
exactly.
They're you
Mama's
think
not
like
messing
male
around.
lions are crazy, but the lionesses are the ones that you have to look out for because they don't
You're
mess.
right.
They do
You're
not
right.
mess.
You're right. Well, that's it for me. This has been like a very like
I
knee-heavy
love
episode. Yeah.
nature though in that way. Like I
Me
saw two
too.
birds. Like Snoopy is loving chasing like the little lizards, you know, like
Sure.
the little
The
8-inch
California
lizards
lizards,
or
yeah.
whatever. Yeah. Loves chasing them everywhere. Loves a bird. Loves a bird. Loves to hop up and down. And we were like in Florida, just like watching these two birds, what I can only describe as playing. I think they were just like, they were like kind of tousling in the air and then they kind of sit down and they
They might
tousle
have been
again.
mating, trying to mate.
They might have been like midair mating. But Snoopy and I were just like both sitting on the ground, just like, like watching them go. And I was like, man, nature's great.
Nature's fun. Spring is
You
like a really
can't
beautiful
stop nature.
time.
Spring is a
Yeah.
beautiful
It
time. I
really is.
mean, it's my favorite season. It's always been my favorite
Oh, really? I
season.
didn't
I
know
just,
that. Yeah.
yeah, I well, my birthday's in it. It was always the end of
Yeah.
school.
Right.
It was never humid, which summers in the Northeast are
Right.
like jungle.
Right,
And
that's
it was the
true.
first sign of being warm,
Yes,
you know? And so it was always
sunshine
like
too after
the
a winter.
sign of something
Right.
great.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was always just
I
like new
used
beginnings.
I hear you, and I appreciate that more now than ever in my life. When I was younger, though, it always felt like spring was like sunny but cold. Like I always thought of it like early March, even though that's not spring. For some reason, it was just like, oh, I like want it to be sunny, and I want to have like a, I want to be outside, but it always just felt so cold in my, like in my hometown, I guess, growing up. But I do appreciate
Yeah.
it more now than I ever have. I will say that spring. So
Yeah.
I still love summer. I love the humidity.
Before we go and talk about the dock, which we promised everyone to do,
Yeah.
I have see I'm on a hotel room, so I've been
Yeah.
kind of a little out of pocket. But did you see that headline today? We're recording on Thursday 4/16 about that. I want to say it was the lieutenant governor of
Yes, I
God, what, who
did.
shot
Virginia.
himself, shot his wife, and then shot
Yeah.
himself.
Yeah, there
Do
was
we know
something
any more
connected.
details about that? I hate seeing that because
I
and
know.
I know it's a
Yeah.
mental health thing, and I, you know, there's so much more. I can't even fully comment until I read more about it. I just saw the headline, but it's just like,
Yeah.
why do
I
you
did see
have to
that.
kill your partner too? Like, if it's like
Yeah.
school shootings, it's like, just kill yourself. Like, why are
Well,
you killing other people? I'm just like, this is so tragic. I don't, I'm not encouraging it. It's just like, God, it's so
no, of
sad.
course. I don't, I didn't read the full article. I think it had something to do, the motive had something to do with like a messy divorce between him and this woman. So, yeah, it was a former lieutenant governor,
Oh, so the
Fairfax,
wife
West
was an
Virginia.
ex-wife?
I think that what I read was that they were separated but living together at that point.
Oh,
I don't
God.
have the details in front of me. This is just very anecdotal. So if that's not correct, I apologize. But that's what I remember seeing earlier.
Well, it's just
Yeah.
interesting because, like, now we're in the light of, you know, Savannah Guthrie's back at work
I know.
and
Yeah.
true testament to just strength. And I think,
Unbelievable strength.
I don't know
Yeah.
if we talked about this the last time, but, like, there's nothing better than being like, best revenge is living well. And if they were trying to take
Yeah.
something from her, like, good for you,
They,
buddy.
yeah.
She's back at work. You know what I mean? Like, good
Yeah,
for
making money
you.
that you thought you were going to take from her and her family. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like, it's so nice to see that. Obviously, it's like shrouded in this really, really sad thing. But
Tragedy, right?
every type of case that we do, and now we're about to leave in, we're about to lead into the Netflix doc that we told you guys to watch, The Truth and Tragedy of Mariah Wilson. You never really know people, and you never really know how far they're willing to go, or you know, set and setting and the
So true.
circumstances that they're in. Like,
You
can you
included,
ever
yeah.
really fully know a person? I don't know.
We'll talk
I
more
don't know
about
if we
that, yeah,
can.
on this next on
Yeah.
this following episode. All right,
Yeah.
well, Darren, give Snoopy a little like Florida kiss for all of us that
She's
love
passed out on my
her.
arm right now. I literally have only one arm, which is why when I type, I have to set the mic down because she's falling. She fell
Oh
asleep
my
on my arms.
goodness. All right, well, let's not bother her. Let's leave all the animals in the
Yeah, let's
animal
not
kingdom
bother her.
alone. Yeah, let's not
Yeah.
bother her. All right, we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.